Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Otakuology Podcast. God damn it, I did it again. I am Otaku Mike. With me, as always, is my heterosexual life partner,
Heterosexual life partner.
I can't talk today, apparently. Jen, aka Daddy Graves.
Goodness. So what question did you ask me?
How have you been? What are you up to?
Good.
What are we talking about today, Jen?
Me? No. Is it me?
No, we're not talking about you.
We're talking about a retro list.
A retro list that we got from Comic Book Resources, but we also put a twist on it this time. We're actually giving y'all our lists of best anime for new anime fans. I feel like, you know, last time we did a list, we just complained about it, to be honest. And, you know, I don't feel like this list that Comic Book Resources made is a bad list whatsoever. I think it's actually a decent list. It's not terrible.
We'll have to look at who this person is on the CBR.
We'll have to
and see what their other lists are.
Yeah, because all of the ones that they picked, I would put on list too, but right. I didn't. I did not pick putting him on my list. But I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why do you think new anime fans don't really watch older anime? Or why are they so hesitant to watch it? I mean, but go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
I was going to ask another question, but go ahead.
Say anything.
I know you didn't say anything, but answer the question.
I didn't hear you finish the question. I just heard you say new anime fans, and then you went answer the question. I was like, what question?
I said, why do you think newer anime fans don't go back to older anime?
Why do new anime fans not go back to older anime?
Yeah.
Because it's irrelevant.
Is it irrelevant?
Like, they think most of the time that it's like from this place forward, and they don't think about anything. Because if they do go back, it's only like a few years. Anything else than that is like older.
Even if we're talking about like Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach?
Yes.
Which those technically are old in comparison to newer stuff. Like, we would consider those old now. Those would be technically be retro.
I guess so.
You had a long pause there.
I had to think about it. Like, are they really retro?
Yes.
Like, because to me, like One Piece, Bleach, and all that, like, still aren't retro. But then you say, well, it depends on the time. I'm like, God, am I old?
Yeah, like,
I have to be old at this point.
They started around like 2000-ish.
That's like true. Like 2001 and stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, they're technically old. They started around the time like Bebop, Outlaw Star, Trigun. You know, like a little after that, but they're still technically old. Those would be retro anime, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why? Do you think people gravitate towards those, even though those are technically retro anime?
Because they're not that old, and it's still like like people still like show their kids that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. for us is a different generation of things. So like when my dad showed me stuff, it was like Demon City Shinjuku and the war one, that Lotus War, and some other stuff like that. So like there wasn't really like a background for me like going backwards very much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is either everything else that was there or moving forward. And of course, like people that grew up in that time are like, hey, I want my kids to kind of enjoy what I watched. And I'm kind of doing that with cartoons right now with my kid. But it's kind of like, okay, well, what else do we move into? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I
get was like, no, you're taking the long pause.
Sorry.
What
sorry.
Are you doing?
A certain redheaded girl interrupted me while we were recording.
Goodness.
Yeah. So there's your blatant mention, I guess, on this podcast. But yeah, it really got me thinking. Like, I had to go back and look, like, how old were the anime that I put on my list?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the anime I watched was when I was in college. And that was, like, a while ago.
Right.
You know? And I was like, huh. Like, we don't think, like you said, we don't think that the anime are old-ish, I guess, because I guess time works differently in anime and stuff, and, like, the anime fandom.
Right.
You know? And it just really got me thinking, like, man, all the stuff we watch is old as shit.
I mean, that's kind of true, yeah.
You know, and like, why do we gravitate towards those? Is it the aesthetic? Is it because it looks like that? Is it because everybody's watching the new stuff and we just want to cover the old shit?
Yeah, I mean, for like you and I in general, I mean,
yeah.
I would say that that's probably the thing, because there's so many people talking about all this new stuff so much. And even some of the other ones, that it's kind of like the older stuff is kind of like an untapped like market thing. And it's something that you can still enjoy talking about and go back and still get that nostalgia. And nobody's going to sit there and just like, you know, have like mouth diarrhea coming out talking about stuff.
I feel like tonight is like mouth diarrhea for me, because I can't talk straight. Just saying. Just saying.
Well, but yeah, I mean, you haven't hit on me yet, so I guess you're talking straight.
I guess I'm talking straight. Yeah. So but yeah, so let's get into this list. Let me pull it up. Hold on.
Getting into the list.
So we'll go with their top 10 and go up. Mine aren't in any particular order. I just kind of put them in an order. But we can
mine
go.
Aren't really, mine aren't really either. So
yeah. So yeah, we'll see how that goes, you know. So their number 10 is Outlaw Star, which is, I feel like it was very surprising, because I feel like Outlaw Star kind of gets overlooked by Bebop a lot of times.
Yeah. But see, and I haven't finished it yet.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've seen like the first two episodes, and then I got distracted with something else and never got to finish it yet.
Maybe we should rewatch it for the podcast. What's it streaming on nowadays?
Oh, don't ask me that.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it's been like 6 months to a year the last time I watched it.
I feel like this is a good one to be on the list of their list. Like,
we should find like some cherry poppers for each other. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe we should find some cherry poppers. Like Jen, you gotta watch Outlaw Star. It's the beast knees.
You done cherry popped.
But yeah, no, like, I feel like it's a good one to have on the list. It's one of the three space western big three, whatever they want to call it. I forget what they called the triad of Bebop, Outlaw Star, and Trigun. I think it was Spaces. I think it was space westerns.
The Spaces.
But I haven't gone back to watch Outlaw Star since I think like college was when I rewatched it for a second time. Because I originally watched it on Toonami, and they cut out a specific episode.
I didn't even know it was on Toonami.
Yeah, they had to cut out a completely like a one episode because there was you got to see the characters naked, and yeah, they had to cut that out. They just cut out the whole episode.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what's your number 10?
So my number 10 is Blue Gender. I picked Blue Gender. It's the sci-fi, real robots. It's like sort of like Starship Troopers a little bit, where like the world is overrun with like these giant bugs, and these people have to save the world with like robots and stuff, and yeah. They have to wake up this one guy who gets cryogenically frozen.
This is a good one. I didn't even add it on my list. Damn it.
Oh man.
Honorable mention,
Blue Gender. I mean, Blue Gender fucking still slaps to this day. Like, it's a fucking good show. It's one of those shows that like really, really hits hard. Like, it's one of those anime that don't pull punches, and like people die like a lot.
Right.
They die and they fuck and they have robot fights.
If yours is so gritty, people die kind of re-die in mine. So.
Oh no, what is it?
My number 10 is Angel Beats.
Oh god, what?
Yeah, I love Angel Beats.
Okay, defend yourself on this one, sir. Defend yourself.
On why I like it.
You don't know why.
I just like it because it's set in, like, you know, you don't really know you're watching it, and then they consider, like, everything, like, purgatory, and it's like, hey. You know, this stuff is what's going on. And, like, if you don't understand, like, that underlying premise, you kind of don't fully, like, get the show. Mm-hmm. So, like, the first watch through, you can probably do it and be like, oh, you know, it's just everybody, like, in high school. And then, like, why are they disappearing? And then later on, you, if you watch it a second time after getting, like, through the ending, you're kind of like, oh, shit, this is, like, every freaking 90s. Cartoon thing where they're like, yep, that show's actually based in purgatory.
Have you ever wanted to go play the visual novel
of Angel Beats?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. It's one of those like canon air like visual novel type of thing, so I'm just curious.
Yeah,
if you wanted to play it, you know, because you were such a big fan. I mean, Angel Beats is okay. That one just really hit me over the head, like when I was like really into my anime fandom, like that one like fucking took over the anime world.
Yeah, yeah. See, so, and I kind of knew that too. I think when I watched it kind of died down a little bit.
Like, yeah, I think it might have died down too. I don't know if it's like as big as it once was.
It's also funny though, cuz like one of the things, like, you're going to think this is stupid. One of the things that I tell some people if I'm dating them, one of the things is the little baseball scene. Because they're like, well, how do you think we got together? And I was like, oh, well, I was playing with my baseball. You know? Because I had one ex that was like, oh, man, you know, we should have, like, never met. Yeah. And I love the little story that they have in that, where it was like, oh, well, if anything happened, you know, like we would still meet, you know, like you're almost like destined to meet like whoever your person is. Mm-hmm. And I love that kind of visual of like that story.
So that's not bad. I feel like I don't totally hate Angel Beats. Like, it's not a terrible show.
Well, you know what? I think this weekend you should watch it with Otaku Tiff.
I don't know if it's streaming anywhere.
I don't know either.
And I don't even know if it's in being published anymore as well. So,
but hey, my sister would love it. Just telling you.
Okay. Well, I'll try to track it down.
See, but you see what I did there? Yeah. So I have a Mommy Graves and you have an Otaku Tiff.
Okay.
What? I mean, thought that was clever.
I mean, I like the sound of it. It's very clever. I like it.
She's gonna listen to this and be like, oh.
I like it. We'll call her Otaku Tiff. Number nine. I don't know if you've ever seen number nine. It's the Vision of Escaflowne.
I've never seen number nine. I've heard good things about number nine.
That's because I basically preach to the choir about it.
You're not catching what I'm doing.
What?
You know the manga, TV show, everything that's called number nine.
Oh, okay.
You said, I don't know if you've ever seen number nine. I was like, nope, I haven't. Escaflowne, kind of. I think I've seen bits and pieces of it. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, that's one we'll have to watch then.
It's just not big on my list.
It's a good isekai. It's a good mech isekai. Which, you know, we don't get a lot of those. So, right. on my number nine, and I've talked about Escaflowne quite a bit. Every time we do like a top 10, Escaflowne is like somewhere on there for me. But right. I decided not to put my normal top 10 on this top 10 list. So number nine I picked, because it's more like the Pokemon crowd kind of esque thing. I put Metabots.
You son of a bitch.
I put what?
That's on my list too.
Okay, well let's talk about it.
I won't tell you where on my list though. Okay. Maybe we should wait to talk about it till we get to it on my list.
Okay.
Because well, it's farther up on my list, okay?
We'll wait to talk about it. So what's your number nine?
So my number nine is going to make you shit balls, because I know how much you love this show. And you're going to be like I did with Blue Gender, you're going to be like, why the fuck didn't I think about that one?
Okay.
So number nine for me, you want to guess?
What?
Do you want to guess?
Oh, I don't know. Just tell me. Just tell me.
It's Robotech.
Oh, fuck. I mean Robotech is so like influential, you know, but I only just started watching Robotech. Like I've only seen like the first series in the Robotech, which is the Macross saga. I haven't watched anything after that.
Yeah,
so I just started the other ones, which are I'm not as good as the Macross saga, just saying.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I mean, I never would have thought Robotech would have been on your list, to be honest.
Dick.
Well, you never talk about it. So that's why I was
I grew up with it. You knew that.
I mean, I think I probably vaguely did know about that.
I feel like I need to like Triple H you now. I'm like, the old Triple H move, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get you.
All right, what's number eight?
So number eight is Dr. Slump. I've never seen Dr. Slump.
I've read this. I've never seen this.
I didn't even know it was an anime.
And I don't know if I would like it as an anime though.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, it was cheesy enough as you know, a manga, but maybe I wouldn't turn it down per se.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it would be like who I was watching it with, so it'd have to be like me and you having a date night, some popcorn or whatever, like, hey, we're gonna watch Dr. Slump, you know. But I don't know.
So my number eight is Chrono Crusade. I put this on there for more of like the supernatural aspect.
Yeah.
Sort of action-esque. I mean, it's a really good show. It's about a nun. Doesn't she sell her soul to like a demon?
I've only seen a little bit of this too.
I think I it's been a long time since I've watched the show, but I put it on here because it's just a lot of fun and different. And it's about a nun that fights demons with guns and supernatural powers. It's a fun little show.
Yeah.
The ending, I remember the ending being like super sad. Like it was like gut-wrenching sad.
See, and the weird thing is with this one, I don't really remember it, but the weird thing that fits in its place that I'm like, yeah, those are basically the same thing, is Witch Hunter Robin. Or Vampire Hunter Robin?
Oh, yeah. Witch Hunter Robin was going to be on my list.
Really?
That's yeah, it was. But I took it off like, for Chrono Crusade.
Get out of my head! Get out of my head! Yeah, but they seemed almost exactly the same to me at one point or another, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, Witch Hunter Robin is a little more serious, I guess you could say. And yeah. Chrono Crusade is more like, it has a nice balance of like, funniness and seriousness type of thing. So it's a little different. Yeah. It's a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my number eight, even though it's caught some flack in the past, I think it's still a classic. Do you want to guess this one?
Oh, is it Naruto?
No.
Oh.
It's Rurouni Kenshin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like that one. I still like it. I still like Rurouni Kenshin.
Me too.
I mean, regardless of what the guy did, like, you can't say that's not one of the best, like, samurai Shonen Jump mangas or whatever, you know?
I mean,
I've never seen season 3. So I don't know how that ends. And I heard they went back and reanimated the series. So I kind of want to watch that.
I don't want to watch that.
Why?
I don't like how it looks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like the art style for the new Rurouni Kenshin stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I have read and seen all of the anime and manga, so. Yeah,
that's one I would love to add to my collection, is Rurouni Kenshin.
All right.
It's good.
What's number seven?
Oh, number seven?
I don't know why. I threw my arms up in the air like, what's number seven?
What's number seven? So number seven is a classic. It's Ranma One Half. Have you seen this show?
I know of this show.
So this show is a very popular show. It's about this guy. He's a martial artist. And whenever he gets wet.
He turns into a girl.
He turns into a girl. And it's just a fun little show. It's not, I would say little show. It's a long fucking show. But it's a very popular show. And I can see why this show would be put on the list because it is such an influential show. I would say,
yeah, I think this is another one that's on my list that I need to watch. Because I was trying to hold out and read the manga, but I still haven't ever gotten a hold of it, so
yeah. But
I mean, like when I used to get the VHS tapes, I'm showing my age there, guys. Whenever I used to get the VHS tapes for Pokemon, this was always, like, in the commercials at the beginning.
I would love to get the Blu-rays, because they put Blu-rays out, like, a couple years ago for this show.
Seems like this might have to be our Christmas present to each other.
It's like a couple sets. It's like...
Be like, hey, buddy, I bought you this. Hey, buddy, I bought you this, too.
So, what number were we on? I forgot.
You know how dumb it would be? Because you know we'd sit there and send it to each other, and then be like, we should have just held on to it so we didn't have to pay the shipping. We are on number seven.
Okay, so mine is Kazuno Yojimbo, which is a anime based on the Akira Kurosawa movie Yojimbo. It's like a more of like a mystery whodunit type of thing. This guy, he like goes into this town that's basically run by these two different like mafia groups, and he's looking for something. He's looking for like gold basically, and like something else. But I won't spoil it for you. He's looking for gold and something else. And these two mafia
for the One Piece.
And these two mafia groups are looking for it as well. And so they're just in this town, this small town, and he basically plays them off of each other, and he works for both of them, basically. And like,
this kind of sounds like Tsukiyomi Django, Western Django, which is It's the Asian installment of for the Django, like.
I mean, it probably is. This Yojimbo was also like, I think it was like a, it wasn't named Yojimbo, it was named something else, but I think it was like a Clint Eastwood movie. So like this Yojimbo has been adapted like several times.
Oh, well then that might be like an idea for Sukiyoki.
Yeah.
Cause this sounds the same, like a guy, you know, it's a Western, the guy shows up to town and rival gangs.
This one's not really a Western. It's sort of set in modern day-ish.
Yeah. But, you know, they could have done it that way.
Yeah. But, yeah, that one's mine. That's the one I picked. I don't think
mine's another robot one. Do you want to guess it?
What? What is it?
Do you want to guess it?
What is it?
Do you want to guess it?
Is it Gundam?
Yeah, it's Gundam Wing.
Oh, because number 6 is Gundam.
Oh, my number 7 is Gundam Wing.
Well, number 6 for Comic Book Resources number is Gundam. So Gundam Wing, huh?
Yeah.
Some people say that one doesn't hold up as it used to.
Because they're full of shit. Okay,
I haven't gone back to rewatch Gundam Wing recently, so I have no idea if it holds up.
It's because they're full of shit. Okay,
okay.
I mean, obviously, and I thought about doing the low blow because what does everybody say in a Gundam series? Like, everybody goes for G Gundam, right? And I almost
hate G Gundam.
What are you talking about?
I thought you said you hated it.
No.
Oh.
Those might be fighting words. We might not be friends after this. I can't believe you said.
I always thought that you said you hated G Gundam.
No, G Gundam is like one is like or my favorite.
Was
Gundam.
It some? But was it one of your friends who hated G Gundam then?
Probably, because me and Trey both love G Gundam. Like,
okay.
I don't know if there might be somebody else that doesn't like it.
We might have to add G Gundam to our podcast. It might watch be, list.
You know who it might be? It might who? Be Brandon.
Okay. Well, Brandon does hate robots.
That's true.
So I understand.
That is true.
I understand.
But yeah, no, Gundam Wing, like, and I tried taking a different approach, so I didn't put G Gundam on the list. Because I also feel like every time, like you said earlier, obviously you forgot, but every time we do one of these things or whatever, I always feel like if we talk about robots or anything, like G Gundam is always like the pristine one. And so I was like, okay, don't do that. Don't use G Gundam. Pick something else. Okay. Let's go Gundam Wing.
I think it's because G Gundam was such a different show from all right. The other Gundams.
See, and I feel like between that and like Gundam Build Fighters, those are two completely different ones, like all together. But people saying like Gundam Wing doesn't really hold up, I can't agree with that. Because if you take like other ones like Iron-Blooded Orphans, I don't think it holds up to the rest of the other thing.
Did you see that was getting a sequel series or something?
No, I don't want to know.
Yeah, it was
I don't want to know. Because, I mean, Gundam Wing is a pretty much, it's a pivotal stone for you to get into all of the rest of Gundam. Like,
yeah,
you watch Gundam Wing and you're like, okay, yeah, well, that's where like the traditional, like, I call it the Power Ranger setup because that's the first thing I remember it having. But like where you had the team of guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's always five.
Yeah, it's always, you know. And then you have the sixth one later
on. But then, like, you go back, you know, and you go, okay, well, Mobile Suit, you know, there's one. And then you have some other guys and different thing. Like, if you grab anything, like, out of the middle of any of it, I think Gundam Wing is really that big pivotal one for you to get the best of kind of all the worlds together.
Yeah.
And then that gets you into the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, Gundam Wing was a gateway to a lot of older fans when it comes to Gundam.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when they tried to show the original Gundam series on Toonami. Like, it didn't do well whatsoever. But Gundam Wing did fucking gangbusters. Like, crazy good over in the States. I think it's because they had all that emo hot boy shit going on.
I agree. I kind of do feel like that the five guys for this one, well, even the villain. I feel like they are like the original, like, somebody might kill me for this, so you might have to protect me. But I feel like that's the pivotal point for, like, the original K-pop guys.
Oh!
All K-pop guys, you know, like... Because you had them and they were like, hey, I'm Toya. Or, what's the other names?
You mean Troa?
Yeah, Troa.
Toya? There was not one named Toya.
Somebody told me something. I don't know.
Hero... Duo, Troa, Wufei, and then the other one. Why can't I remember his name? Fuck.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, if you really sit there and look at him, and you're like, if somebody superimposed their heads for a boy band,
yeah,
people would still go, oh my god.
Maybe we'll have to add that to our list as well to talk about later on.
We got a lot of stuff.
I know. Especially that one. Right. That was like over 50 episodes.
Yeah. All right. So no, that was number six for their list as well.
Their number six was just Gundam, like the original.
Okay. Yeah, so like the original mobile. Okay.
Yeah, the original mobile. So my number six, I picked a rom-com, an rom-com-esque. Cause I feel like I wanted to go similar to the list. And
if
pick
you
different...
busted my balls on Angel Beats for some piece of shit, I'm gonna be pissed at you.
So I picked Saikano, aka She the Ultimate Weapon.
Okay.
And that one is about a young girl who gets experimented on and turned into a weapon, and yet there's like a war going on, and at the backdrop of this, and she ends up meeting a guy and falling in love and dating this one guy, yet she's a weapon and she's slowly dying. But yet they're falling in love and it's a very sad story.
I don't know if I can watch that. That might break my heart.
It's a really hard show to watch because you find out later, like, the girl is slowly dying and stuff like that. And, like, there's a whole thing about it where, like, how war is, like, affecting people and, like, how it's affecting her because she's going off to having to fight this war, and, like, how he's kind of, the guy's kind of, like, just staying the same, and it's nothing changing him.
I just heard somebody use that the other day. Shit, what is it? Where it's like the quote where it's like, war doesn't change me.
War never changes. Yeah, it's an interesting show. It's one that it got published a couple times, but it was like a Viz like Signature Choice nominee or whatever. So like it was one that like made an impact, especially even on the manga. Like the manga is hard to get, but if you read the manga, it's really good as well. And I think it has a different ending than the anime. I think I've never read the manga, but that's the one that I picked was Saikano, which I really like and enjoy. What's your number six?
My number six is Case Closed.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's still going on to this day.
It is still going on to this day.
Yeah.
And it is amazing.
I know, right?
I think everybody should watch it and enjoy it because it is so good.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. But it's
kind of a detective one too. I feel like it's pretty funny. Like you and I are like kind of like trading blows, and like you're being like, "Well, I'm throwing this one in. This is a rom com." I'm like, "Well, this one was kind of a rom com," and then you're like, "Well, I'm doing a detective one." And finally, like I'm like, "Here's my detective one." So it's kind of almost like we're like throwing ones that are like kind of close to the same things, but we're still not like throwing the same ones in there. So it's hilarious.
No, I like it that our lists are different. you know, our lists aren't overlapping.
Right.
Yeah.
Except but for that one, though, you know.
Except for that one. Except for that one that we won't talk about right now.
That one we can't talk about yet.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I agree with Case Closed. Case Closed is a lot of fun. And it does really do good with, like, murder mystery and stuff like that. I feel like a lot of, like, true crime fans would love Case Closed.
Most definitely. And I mean, I feel like a lot of, maybe not for the full ride. Maybe not the full ride, but I feel like
maybe little chunks, just dip your toe in occasionally.
I feel like a lot of people would really enjoy it up to like the first like 100 English ones, you know?
Yeah.
Before they have it like Japanese, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it only made it to like season 4 or 5 over here. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next one for number 5 is Revolutionary Girl Utena. We've talked about this one before. This one's a big one for like shoujo fans and stuff. It's a very popular series and a very good series, I would have to say. And it's definitely one of those series that does what a lot of shows or anime or manga don't do, is represent women in like leading roles within anime and manga.
Right,
especially when it comes to like more of like a fighting aspect to the show. I like this one. This one's a lot of fun. I haven't watched this one in years, but
you want to guess my number 5?
What?
My number 5 is one of our favorites.
What is it?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh!
I know, you're really bad at picking some of these.
Because Yu Yu Hakusho is their number 1.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hold off talking about Yu Yu Hakusho until we get to their number 1.
So, you want to guess?
Their number 4?
You want to guess my number 5?
Your number 5? I thought you said your number 5.
No, I didn't. I didn't say my number 5.
Can I have a hint?
It's technically a super robot show, and it's all about revenge, and there's a man with a claw in it.
Damn it. I was going to be like, this is Big O, totally Big O, and I was like, no, that's not Big O. There's a guy with a claw in it.
And he travels around with a little girl, and she has a turtle necklace. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I know this. Like, you're going to say it, I'm going to be like, fuck.
It's Gunsword.
Oh. See, I've never seen this.
What?
No, I have. So when Ride Stuff was still around and they would do like the sales, I have the CDs for these.
I do too.
But I've never actually seen this. Add it to the list.
Add it to the fucking list. I mean, yeah. Gunsword is so much fun, and it's very much like, it plays to tropes the super robot stuff, but then it like doesn't. Yeah. Just like, they name the robot Dan. The robot's name is Dan. And like, it's all about revenge because his wife got murdered on their wedding day, and he's wearing a tuxedo, and he gets basically like, the robot becomes like almost like a symbiotic thing to where like he has to be in the robot to survive at least like once a day or whatever. So once every episode you get a robot fight, which is cool. You know, it's just this weird world with like pseudo like Western-esque with like technology and stuff. And it's just a good show. And one of my personal favorites. I had a hard, cause I wanted to put a super robot show on this. And I love the super robot stuff. And I was like,
You like fangirl over super robots all the time. Like,
I know. And I was like, I'm
still waiting for you to get like some kind of like male pleaser toy or something like that that's shaped like a super robot.
Maybe I'll get a Gurren Lagann drill.
Oh my god. Hey, then you'd look like Drill Dick from Dead Leaves.
Oh yeah, I'd be Drill Dick. But yeah, I put gun sword on there.
I think I have to send a Taco Tiff this now so that she can start looking. You're gonna be like, yeah. What is this?
Gun sword is on my list and stuff. I definitely recommend go check it out. We'll put it on our list to cover now because Jen has not seen it. I thought he saw it.
Ha ha! You thought wrong. Expect the unexpected.
I have to say, though, Gunsword has a fucking awesome soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So they're
number four.
Their number four is Lupin the Third, but specifically part two, which I think part two is the Green Jacket Lupin, if I remember correctly. I don't remember. I've only ever watched part three.
So this is kind of funny. I had to explain this to my mom the other day because she watched the Lupin show on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what that's based off? She's like, no. And I said, it's based off of Lupin the Third. So, like, we're talking about it. And so I kind of got a rundown of, like, what's the similarities and what's not. And so she's talking to me about it. And I said, hold on. And I went to Tubi or wherever it was that I went. And I pulled it up and I typed in Lupin. And I said, see, here's all the actual shows and movies for it. And she's like, oh, well, this other series, I don't think compares to that. I said, well, maybe you should start watching these.
I think I've seen that one. I haven't, like, seen it, but I've seen, like, trailers for that Lupin show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like Lupin. We've covered Lupin on the podcast before. Lupin's a...
Yeah, we have.
A good one. Well, so what's your number four?
So you go first on number four.
Okay.
I'll tell you the stigma of why I picked my number four.
So... My number four is a sports anime because they did put sports anime on their list.
You son of a bitch! Is it Prince of Tennis?
No, it's Princess Nine.
Oh, is it a golf?
No, it's golfing? Baseball.
I don't know. I haven't seen that either.
It's baseball, and it's based on this all girls baseball team, and they basically go up against nothing but male baseball team. Stuff and they like have to prove themselves to be a baseball team. Basically, it's like a ragtag group, almost like Sandlot-esque. They get people from different places and stuff. Like one's a sumo wrestler, one's like a tennis player and stuff like that. You know, it's a good show. I recommend it. I like it.
What did I see that was like that? There's something else that I saw where it was like that. They had to get people for a team, and they were all like that. I want to say it was a football.
Was it Ice Shield 21?
No, theirs wasn't like other teams.
But I mean, I like, Princess Nine has like a more shoujo bent to it, because they do get like in the melodrama of like relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
But it still has a heavy aspect on the baseball. So, like, you still get good sports stuff as well.
So for my number four, I went back and forth on a couple of things, and so I had to remove them / take them off. So I was going to put Cardcaptor Sakura, but...
Oh, that's a good one.
The stigma between that, I feel like, is even worse than the stigma with Rurouni Kenshin, because they basically, like, cut chunks of wordage and everything because they didn't want like either the lesbian relationships or anything in that.
Yeah.
Which is the reason why my second choice, I had to cut off my list too, which was Sailor Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I would have watched those and everything, I wouldn't have considered them in their entirety at that point.
Okay.
So I picked one that they wouldn't have really like diced anything out of too much, which was Samurai Troopers or Ronin Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of my faves.
I mean, I agree. That one's really fun. I've never watched that one since I was a child. Like, that show, that show was really big when I was, like, 10.
Add it to the list.
That's a long fucking show, because then you have the OVAs, too, but yet, those are all on Tubi, so we can watch them all if we wanted to. I think
we'll have to look. One of the things I looked at, the OVAs were on it, but you had to pay for the other ones.
Was that on Retro Crush?
I don't know. I have to look.
I think it was Retro Crush. So we're on number three. They picked Slam Dunk, but I feel like this is everybody's go-to sports anime, Slam Dunk.
See, and I don't really feel Slam Dunk's like too retro yet.
But it is retro.
I don't really feel that it's that
it came,
retro.
It came out around the time like Rurouni Kenshin and stuff came out.
I know, but it didn't really get advertised for or anything for like a long time.
I mean, I don't know. I like Slam Dunk. Slam Dunk's cool.
I like it too. Why I just think like I feel like the manga came out and then like you didn't really have like anything said about the anime for a long time, uh-huh. And then it got big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got you.
So, but my number three is Ninja Scroll.
No. Oh. I mean, it is a retro classic. It is. It definitely is.
I mean,
it's one everybody is like, have you watched Ninja Scroll yet? Wait, the TV show or the movie?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're not counting Ninja Resurrection, because that one sucked. Right?
I have no idea.
Because they marketed that as like Ninja Scroll 2.
Oh.
But it wasn't actually Ninja Scroll. It wasn't actually Ninja Scroll 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your number 4? Or 3?
Oh. So their number 4... number 3. My number 3 is Black Lagoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I put Black Lagoon on here because it's more of an action, gritty action show. It's one that a lot of people in the United States can sort of relate to and get behind, especially if you're into like the whole action movie, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, you know, stuff like Bruce Willis and stuff like that, you know.
So I have this manga, but I'm holding off on reading it for right now.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm trying to finish other stuff, but it's on my, all right, when you finish part of these other ones.
Well, the it's surprising this. That like the anime is pretty faithful to the manga. So yeah. You can read or watch any of them and still have a fun time. It's just...
Oh, that's good.
The anime stopped with, quote, season 3, which was Roberta's Blood Trail. And yeah. It hasn't continued. Now, Black Lagoon, the manga, is limping its way along to the finish line. Because that comes out like one volume every couple fucking years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like Black Lagoon. It's cool. It's about a salary man who gets hijacked by pirates and ends up working for them as like a negotiator, basically. It's a fun show. It's a violent show and very dark. Yeah. It is a very dark show, especially when you get to one particular episode, which I will not talk about.
You monster.
So their number 2 is Great Teacher Onizuka.
Yeah.
Is their number 2. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
I've watched a little bit of it. It's a good show. I like it. It reminds me a lot of like Slam Dunk, how like the punk ends up becoming a teacher, while the punk ends up becoming a basketball player. Except one works with kids, the other doesn't, you know. It's a good show.
Yeah.
So is your number 2 what I think it is?
What?
Is it Metabots?
No.
What is it?
Inuyasha.
Inuyasha? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Inuyasha. I mean, you know, I feel like it's like the epitome of classic stuff. You could put it up there with Rurouni Kenshin.
Uh-huh.
Especially like if you go off of like manga wise, because that's when they really like printed the Vizbigs, is with mm-hmm. Inuyasha and Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I like Inuyasha. It's a fun show. I didn't really get into it until like recently, but I do enjoy it.
I just want you to know.
What?
That's a bitch move. You were going to finish that, buddy.
I've been trying to get a hold of it.
You were going to finish it, or you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add it to our anime list to watch.
I've been trying to get a hold of the manga, but some of it's out of print, so I have to wait for it to come in print.
I'm talking about the anime, buddy.
Well, I could buy the anime. That's not that hard to find.
Yeah, see, look, and then you can be like, ooh.
Do we include, like, the final season in that, too? The one that came out a couple years later?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. So, my number two is Hayate the Combat Butler. It's a show about a guy who his parents end up borrowing a lot of money from, I think, the mob. And he... Okay. And he ends up basically working for this rich, spoiled girl, and he has to, like, protect her from, like, different things and stuff. It's a weird show. It's a very meta show that, like, they reference other Shonen Jumps at the time and stuff. But it's a fun show. It's like a comedy, action comedy type of show. It's fun. I enjoy it.
So, do you have any honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions? Oh, I didn't write any down.
I have one.
So just looking at my my shelf.
Yeah.
I would put Sakura Wars on there. I think that's a good honorable mention. It's one I don't really talk about.
So the funny thing is my honorable mention goes with when you talked about Metabots before being like your ripoff Pokemon series.
Uh-huh.
My honorable mention is Monster Rancher.
Oh man.
I was like, oh man, that's my ripoff Pokemon series right there.
I mean, Monster Rancher is a good one.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
All right, so what's their number one?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh yeah, you said that already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Yu Yu Hakusho is great. So
yeah, it is. It's wonderful.
I think it does deserve that crown, so I will definitely get behind that.
I cannot.
So what's your number one?
So my number one is Beck Mongolian Chop Squad.
Not Pizza Cats?
Not Pizza Cats, no. It's Beck Mongolian Chop Squad.
I am upset with you.
Why?
Pizza Cats has always got to be your top.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, no, I love this one. It's a perfect blend of music and slice of life.
Yeah.
I mean, what more can you say about Beck? It's about a coming of age story.
Add it to the list.
About these guys who start a rock band. I mean, it's good. You've never seen Beck?
I've never seen Beck.
What? Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god. No.
Oh my god.
I've never seen it.
Oh my god. Exactly. Oh.
So my number one is shared with two. That's why I let you go first.
Okay.
And as you said, one of them was Metabots.
Yeah.
Metabots is just that amazing. Like, if we weren't talking about retro, and we were talking about more modern, like I said, Gundam Build Fighters, I felt like, would be a good choice. But since we're talking retro, Metabots kind of feels like it fills those shoes.
I wanna
it's just great.
Did you know they recently released the first series of Metabots in its full Japanese?
No, I didn't.
Like, they released it over here, and I kind of want to get it just to see how different it is.
Oh, man, that's going to be weird.
Yeah.
So, and then my other number one.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to guess it?
What?
I'll give you a hint.
What is it?
I'll give you a hint.
Oh, no.
So where does my name come from?
Gungrave?
Gungrave. Gungrave was my other number one.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of sounds like part of yours for, like, Black Lagoon and stuff. So, yeah. I mean, it's great. It's, like, we've talked about before, it's sci-fi. You get some kind of, like, weird zombie guys, even though they're not zombies. Yeah. You get, you know, mafia relations. You know, you get, like, this great story that comes out of it without really having to worry too much about it. And, of course, like I said, there's always two that I have to always have on my list, which is where my name comes from. For Jin yeah. Grave, that's Yu Hakusho and Gun Grave. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a good one. It's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Gun Grave. I mean, I don't feel like the animation might hold up on some aspects of it, but it's not a bad story. I still enjoy Gun Grave.
I think the animation totally holds up.
I don't think the first episode is the best, but everything after that's really good.
No, because the first episode and, like, episode 12 or 13 are, like, the same fucking episode, so.
Yeah. I don't think they should have put episode 1 at the beginning. But, yeah, I mean, that's our list. Do you think we are correct in our lists? Do you think Comic Book Resources did a good job? I think they did, for once. They didn't fuck it up.
I agree.
You know? But stay tuned. We decided to take a break for the Digimon stuff because we are being so negative, I feel like. But yeah, we'll catch you guys on the next episode. And where will we see them?
We're going to see them everywhere when they listen to us.
Uh-huh.
But they'll see us next Tuesday.
Exactly.